You're listening to the news podcast brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. A Brereton man accused of multiple home break-ins is heading to jail for at least the next 2 years after being sentenced in Mecosta County. As part of a plea deal with prosecutors, 50-year-old Anthony Edward Huston pleaded guilty to conducting a criminal enterprise. In exchange, a charge of first-degree home invasion was dismissed. According to court documents, the criminal enterprise charge is in connection to multiple home invasions in Sheridan Township back in August. Meanwhile, a Meesick man is sitting behind bars on charges connected to a murder-for-hire case. Michigan State Police say they received a tip about 28-year-old Dean Richard Evans, who allegedly had been attempting to hire someone to kill two people. Troopers conducted an undercover investigation and found evidence that showed Evans was in fact soliciting for murder. He was arrested during a traffic stop last week in Wexford County. Legislation that would allow local fire departments to spend money from Washington to promote part-time help has been introduced on Capitol Hill. Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters says it's a move to expand the current Safer Federal Grants program. He says that it makes no sense that fully trained part-timers can't be paid with grant money. The grants vary in value depending on the department size. Peters says his proposed bill has full support from a number of communities across the state. As Memorial Day weekend approaches, the state boating law administrator with the DNR is urging safety this boating season. Lieutenant Tom Wanless says 83 people died in 335 boating accidents in Michigan over the last 3 years.
About 75 of them were fatal boat accidents where somebody actually perished. A total of 83 people were killed in those 75 boat accidents. Here's the interesting thing. One person, only one of those people, were actually wearing a life jacket.
To avoid danger, Wanless recommends that you take a boating safety course, wear your life jacket, and file a float plan before getting into the water. Ford Motor Company is replacing its chief executive. Mark Fields is retiring amid pressure based on the company's stock price, so says someone familiar with the situation. During the 56-year-old's three-year tenure, shares dropped 40%. The former CEO of Steelcase is said to be assuming Fields' job. Over the last year, Jim Hackett has overseen Ford's subsidiary, which works on autonomous vehicles. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.